glad you're here. Fellowship sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Happy New Year. It's Thursday, January 6th. My name is Tim Nelson. Welcome to Mark and Friends on this great news media station. When we serve more, we take less. When we give more, we need less. When we thank more, we want less. So in this new year, instead of attempting to live out the old saying, new year, new me, how about instead, new year, less me, and more Jesus?
You were the word. One with God, the Lord Most High. Your hidden glory in creation, now revealed in you are Christ. What a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name.
So it is that the calendar finally flipped and we've begun a brand new year. Last year, with its mix of joys and sorrows, goals met and goals missed, friendships gained and friendships lost, is behind us. For many, New Year's is just another holiday. For others, it's a time of deep reflection, both on the past year and on the one ahead. For followers of Jesus, New Year's has no unique significance. There's no central biblical narrative informing our celebrations. But this doesn't mean Christians shouldn't pause and reflect on the turning of the calendar. Moses asked of the Lord, "Teach us to number our days so we may get a heart of wisdom." That's from Psalm chapter 90, verse 12. Time, seconds, minutes, hours, days, weeks, months, years, is a gift to us from a good God. To wisely follow Him, then, is to redeem our time, according to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 16. New Year's can also remind us of the new birth. In a sense, each day with Jesus is a chance to turn the page on an old way of life and embrace a new one. We are, after all, new creation people, and we serve a King who renews us daily by the Holy Spirit. Praise God for that. Setting goals for a new year may be an important sign that we're intentional about glorifying God in our callings, work and business, home and church, private and public witness. When we work and plan, even in seemingly insignificant endeavors, we're fulfilling the cultural mandate. In this age, we're blessed with an abundance of resources to help us maximize our time, digital tools, productivity experts, and inspirational blogs. But as goals are written down, we should begin in the heart. The temptation for Christians is to make our plans and add a dollop of Jesus on top, rather than allowing Him to form in us the desires and motivations to do His work.
All the way to the gates of glory, I'm gonna tell redemption's story. Everything that He's done for me, all the way to the gates, all the way to the gates. All the way to the gates of glory, I'm gonna tell redemption's story. Everything that He's done for me, all the way to the gates, all the way to the gates.
How I was an orphan, but now I have a name. How I was a sinner, but now I am saved by grace.
All the way to the gates of glory, I'm gonna tell redemption's story. Everything that He's done for me, all the way to the gates, all the way to the gates.
How my heart was empty, but now it's full of hope. How my soul was thirsty, but now my cup overflows. Yeah,
all the way to the gates of glory, I'm gonna tell redemption's story. Everything that He's done for me, all the way to the gates, all the way to the gates. All the way to the gates of glory, I'm gonna tell redemption's story. Everything that He's done for me, all the way to the gates, all the way to the gates. Yeah, all the way to the gates of glory, I'm gonna tell redemption's story. Everything that He's done for me, all the way to the gate, all the way to the gates.
Perhaps in this new year, God has impressed on you the need to connect with more of your friends or family to share Jesus with them. You might ask, where do I begin with explaining the gospel to people who don't even know who God is? Here's what Pastor Colin Smith from Chicago suggests.
We tell them the Bible story. We tell them the Bible story. See, the Bible story gives us the basic building blocks that we need to know who God is, who we are, who Jesus is, why we need Him, what He's accomplished, and what He's able to do in our lives today. And others who are reaching out to people who have never heard the gospel before, they have found that to help people open the Bible, to tell them the Bible story, is the best way to bring them to come to know and to love and to trust our wonderful living God. And I'm really convinced that we need to learn from pioneer missionaries. Because our challenge is actually remarkably similar. We are trying to reach a generation who know less and less and less even of who God Himself actually is. Now, here's the encouragement that I want to give to you today. The Bible is the Word of God, and the Bible does the work of God, especially the work of evangelism and discipleship. The Bible is the Word of God, and there's many people who believe that, thank God. But here's the second thing, the Bible does the work of God. Wonder if you believe that. I want to encourage you with that today. And especially, the Bible does the work of evangelism and discipleship. Now, these twin convictions, that not only is the Bible the Word of God, but that it actually does the work of God, are beautifully expressed together in Psalm 19. The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. Now notice that there are four pairs of statements there. In each pair, the first tells us what the Bible is, and the second tells us what the Bible does. The law of the Lord is perfect. That's what it is. But what does it do? Well, it revives the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure. That's what it is. What does it do? Well, it makes wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right. That's what they are. But what do? Well, they bring joy to the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure. That's what it is. What does it do? Well, it enlightens the eyes. Do you see, the Bible is the Word of God, and the Bible does the work of God. In other words, the Bible is more than information. The Bible actually brings about transformation, reviving, making wise, bringing joy, opening eyes. Now, friends, if we believe this, if we really believe not only that the Bible is the Word of God, but that it actually does the work of God, it will shape the way that we do evangelism and discipleship. See, if you are aiming, as we must aim in these days, to reach people who do not know who God is with the gospel, how are we to do that? Well, we must open the Bible. Peter says, "You have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and abiding Word of God." Now, you see what he's saying here? He's using the analogy of how a human life begins. How does a human life begin? The living seed comes. And in a moment, a new life is conceived. The woman may not even be aware of it at that moment, but some days or some weeks later, she says, "I think I might be pregnant." Now, the living seed does not always bring new life, but there's no new life without the living seed. It's through this living seed that you've been born again. This is how the new birth, real life change, actually comes about. And here's the confidence that we can all have as we share in this work together. God has said, "For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there, but water the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it."
When I feel my
Thanks for listening to this first Thursday edition of Mark and Friends for this new year on this great news media station. I'm Tim Nelson, and thanks to the listeners we've heard from via email, phone call, visit, just stopping by in person. That's always nice, too, as well as letters. Thank you to Joanne in Springfield. She says, thanks for your station, for all the encouraging programs you offer. God bless you. Thank you for taking time to drop a note to us in the mail, Joanna. We count this radio ministry as a blessing now and always, so says Douglas from Chatham. Thank you, Douglas. We appreciate that. And then we also heard from Dorcas in Macomb. She says, enclosed is our annual gift and our continued monthly gift of support. Thank you for a great Christian radio station. We especially enjoy Chris Brooks on the Noon Hour, Janet Parshall, and David Jeremiah. Keep up the good work. And hello to Nellie in Decatur, who says, thank you for all the years I've listened to your station. And I still love to listen after all these years. Thank you so much for doing what you do.
Marvelous grace of our loving Lord, grace that exceeds our sin and our guilt, yonder on Calvary's mount outpoured, there where the blood of the Lamb was spilled. That will pardon and cleanse within. Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that is greater than all our sin. Marvelous, infinite, matchless grace, freely bestowed on all who see his face. Will you this moment his grace receive? Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that will pardon and cleanse within. Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that is greater than all our sin.
comes to living out this new year, David Jeremiah says, I'm determined to live gritty. To be gritty, he says, is to keep putting one foot in front of the other. To be gritty is to hold fast to an interesting and personal goal. To be gritty is to invest day after week after year in challenging practice. To be gritty is to fall down 7 times and get back up 8. Edgy, gritty. Don't wait for it to happen, he says. Make it happen. Don't say, I'm going to let it come to me. Go after it and live your life as if you believed God has created a safety net for you. He's created us not to be passive, but to be active in serving him. God is good. God can be trusted. You may not know what he's doing, but he's doing something. You may not understand what's happening to you, but it's a part of his plan. God is up to something good. This is Tim Nelson. Thank you for listening to Mark and Friends today on this Thursday, the 6th of January. I hope you'll be here tomorrow. Mark will be back in the studio with Pastor Jason Schiffo, who always has many encouraging words from God's Word, on the Friday edition of Mark and Friends tomorrow at 7:32 a.m. and p.m. Illinois time on this great news media station. Have a great day. Happy New Year.